It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Live from Stadium Swim inside Circa Las Vegas. Home of the world's largest sports book on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It has been quite the journey here in Las Vegas. A good time seemingly has been had by all. Shane is enjoying another lobster corn dog as we speak. There's still a couple left for the crew. Our guy Ray has been great keeping us on the air as per usual. When we come out here, he's the man here at Circa Stadium Swim. If you are looking for a place to go, oh, there's Big Jerry. Big Jerry is here, filled with Diet Coke. Ready to do the damn thing.
No. Coke Zero.
I'm sorry. Coke Zero.
Can't
my bad.
Get it wrong.
My bad. Not the aspartame and you're a Coke Zero guy. My bad.
Coke That's Zero, a far better product. Far, far better product. Lawrence, you once again shared a photo with the group of your winnings from the craps table, and I couldn't help but notice that the biggest bills represented the fun tickets, as I've heard them called before. Seem to have doubled or perhaps tripled from the night before. Seems to have been a nice stack of fun tickets in your craps winnings.
It has been a successful trip.
You should leave
Las Vegas.
You should leave immediately.
I plan on it because there's a part of me that's like, man, things are going so well. I should put a $100 bill in a slot machine.
Oh, my God.
What's it called at the end of Ocean's 13?
The Lou Gehrig.
Fraud.
I'm like, let me get that Lou Gehrig on the way out.
I felt bad for that guy, so I gave him Lou Gehrig on his way out of town.
You get $11
million? Yeah, something like that.
I am used to you have a good session here, you have a good session there. This has been a heater.
And we know what you love about the craps table. You've described it very well, and we've talked about it. It's communal gambling. It's community. There's a vibe to it, and you can, like, either you can run hot or somebody else can run hot, and you can all kind of have an experience together.
There's an energy to it that I think is quintessential Las Vegas.
Well, I found the energy last night that I think, sir, is quintessential Las Vegas. But really, I guess it's not quintessential Las Vegas.
Yeah, because you had to go find it.
Yeah, but you're probably right about, yeah, because it's everywhere. Craps can be everywhere. And that is a quintessential thing. So, yeah, mine is not, but I did find a poker table. What I found at the Golden Nugget across the street is the only functioning real poker room downtown.
Yeah, I was surprised by this. I thought that downtown there might be an opportunity for a few more poker rooms just because usually people that will say, hey, there's some better deals downtown than there are on the Strip.
Yeah. But no, there's used to be Binion's, used to be the Four Queens had one. I think even the Cortez, the old place that we popped into last night after dinner, used to have a poker room, but now it's only the Golden Nugget. But that means it was packed. There was like 9 to 12 tables hopping.
That's good.
And I'm sitting there on a 1-2 no limit poker, no limit Texas Hold'em poker table. I got two TVs in front of me. One had the end of the college basketball games. One had Sports Center. And then eventually it was Sports Center on one and Quick Pitch on the other. I'm just watching all the highlights. I got, and I'm playing poker. And I love sitting at the poker table because, as Tanny said, Tanny walked over there with me.
Well, I had to find out. I was like, what's the draw with poker for you?
Yeah. I love poker. It's, by the way,
the draw for me is you can sit down and be whoever the hell you want to be. Like, I can be chatty, be myself as a chatty guy and make conversation, or I can just be quiet and just kind of have some solitude while I'm playing with people. I can lie or not lie. I can choose to lie or not lie and represent. I can, and it's the fun of setting up a profile and then playing against that profile. Mm. So you set up as smart, aggressive, and then you can bluff if they believe you are smart, aggressive. That's really fun to me to set that up. But the challenge also for me is to control my emotions. Like, that's difficult for me. You know me, Lawrence. You know that's a challenge for me. So I controlled my emotions for the most part and was winning and doing very well. And then some new dude came down and sat at the table with a big stack, and he was playing crazy.
He's bullying.
He was playing crazy. I thought he was full of crap, and he kind of was full of crap. And I called him on a big bet at the end, but he had gotten lucky and hit.
On the river.
On the river. And it made it, and it took a big part of my stack, and I got all pissed off, and then I started chasing. So I did not maintain control of my emotions, but I didn't throw it all away. But like that process, that's what I love about gambling.
So maybe if we use both of these as opportunities to do some work on the two hosts of this show,
yes, sir.
Maybe the craps table for me is the opportunity to release joy.
Oh, yes.
In a way that I don't ordinarily allow myself to while I work.
Interesting.
Where I can just go and just wild out. And I don't really wild out, but the version of me at a craps table is filled with a lot of like, let's all win. And let's just go out here and have your bet in the hard eight. Let's do that, man. let's put some dollars on the table and let's all get well.
Yeah.
Like, let's all ride. And I mean, that is similar to what I am as like a host. But the idea of enjoying is the difference in it.
It sounds like what you are as a softball teammate, frankly. You know, it's like you're about the joy and wanting people to have a good time and play well and play hard, but like stay in the good headspace.
Yeah, and then the pragmatist and the discipline like comes back in where you're like, you know what? This table's getting cold. Yeah. I'm not going to.
You're going to leave.
I would like to leave here with some money.
Right.
And I am going to.
And
I
try.
But I've seen Lawrence lay out on a cold softball field before he leaves that cold craps table and then finds a hot one. I've seen him lay out. I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a really.
And he's leaving us this year.
I like that over at the D. That place hops when the craps table is warm.
It does, huh?
It hops. It hops. So that's usually what I end up doing. I go shopping for craps tables when I'm down here. So whether it's the Golden Gate or Hotel California or the D or here, there have been a couple of times where I've walked downstairs, and in Circa, it's a little different. It's and you're like, oh, it's on. Like, it's on and popping. And you better bring it down here. Like, I love the dealers here and all that stuff. But this has been my most successful run over a few days at a craps table ever.
All right, well, I'm hurting a little bit because I played too much slots, which is just ridiculous. Wheel of Fortune's been bad to me. And
you love that slot machine.
Yeah, but it doesn't love me back.
Hey, have you ever done that? Circa has the slot machine where it's overhead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, that's the machine I should put the $100 in.
You should, but before you leave, could I borrow some money to go to the poker table?
Sure.
All right, good.
As long as I get to be senior partner on this and, first money in, first money out.
Absolutely. On my poker?
Yeah,
you can invest.
I know that you play that game very well.
I really do, as a matter of fact.
We used to have, like, monthly games. Like, a bunch of us in Chicago media used to have a monthly game, and it was a lot of fun. We used to go play at Herbie's house sometimes.
There you go. I've played poker with Teddy Greenstein. But
he's like a professional. Yeah, that's like good. Playing with Roper.
Yeah, it's true.
That's not a lot of fun for those of us who just dabble.
The truth is, I miss the Steve Albini game like freaking crazy.
Why don't you recreate a game?
We're talking about it. Several of us are talking about it and trying to put one together. So hopefully we will.
I like that idea. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about the Bulls. Let's talk about what last night was. Let's talk about what might be possible for them going forward. Let's talk about the joy of the United Center. Did Derrick Rose end up over there?
It's a good question.
Does anyone know? Because there was a part of me who was like, well, that's perfect. Like, he could go to the White Sox thing, head over, see LeBron.
I know Mike Trout did. Mike Trout went to the game.
Mike Trout was definitely there.
Yeah.
He was definitely there. So we're going to talk about all of it. Next here on The Score.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.